You are tuned to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. The small town of Idlewild was once called the Black Eden of Michigan. For decades, it attracted thousands of black musicians, entrepreneurs, and families every weekend. But it didn't last, as many left Idlewild behind. Those that stayed, like Dilla Scott, who briefly lived there in the 90s, didn't feel safe. You heard her story earlier on IPR.
Idlewild means the men are idle and the women are wild. You could go right around the corner and there are those people who are disruptive to their own community, to themselves and to others.
But a lot has changed in Idlewild in the past few years. Now, black residents and entrepreneurs are leading the community's rebirth. IPR's Max Johnston has the story.
In many ways, Idlewild is like a lot of places in northern Michigan. It's beautiful, with long winding roads curving around lakes on each side of town. In the summer, there's constant traffic of trucks dragging boats and RVs to and from. Then there are the differences. Idlewild, which is about 90 minutes south of Traverse City, has historical markers celebrating black artists and entrepreneurs. There's a street named after W.E.B. Du Bois. Ron Stevens teaches African American studies at Purdue University. He's building a home in Idlewild. He says the rural town wasn't always the quiet place it is now.
There was a clubhouse here. There was a hotel over there. There was a nightclub where those cars are in the corner there. This roadway was not even here. It was a footbridge. Totally different.
In the 1950s, 25,000 people would come to Idlewild any given weekend.
You know, it was a space where you did not have to worry about any forms of discrimination. You came to celebrate. You came to relax. You came to have fun.
But that didn't last. Stevens says the passage of civil rights legislation and more economic opportunities for black people meant they could vacation somewhere else. Over decades, much of Idlewild's population left, dwindling it down to a few hundred people at the turn of the century. But around 2012, a number of hotels and businesses were designated as historical sites by the state, including the old Paradise Club. The club once held concerts featuring performers like Jackie Wilson, The Four Tops, and Etta James. Joe Lindsay's family now owns the lot where the Paradise Club stood. He moved to Idlewild in 1965.
So if a person really want to have a nice time, clean, fun, this was a place to be. People was coming from all over the state of Michigan to enjoy night shows and so forth.
The club is gone. The lot is now run by Joe's son, Eric, who was raised in Idlewild. His family turned it into a campsite for tents and RVs where they hold events. For example, the Idlewild International Film Festival was scheduled for August. And Eric Lindsay says until COVID shut everything down, there was huge demand.
Every weekend from June, from the beginning of June through the after Labor Day, was booked with events. So we definitely saw our calendars grow of events here, and hopefully next year we can get back on track.
Eric says the comfort Idlewild offers black people is more important than ever in the wake of national protests over racial injustice.
The place I can come and breathe. Breathe good, clean, fresh air, and using that word breathe right now, and it's so political right now. But I am able to breathe here. And another thing, I feel safe. It's a place where I feel safe.
Blair Evans says that comfort is important to black entrepreneurs who see opportunity in Idlewild. He's on the Township Planning Commission.
There's a different feel. Even though you know how to navigate that terrain, you know how to code switch, you know how to do whatever, it feels a lot different if you're on home ground in a culture that envelops you, as opposed to, again, kind of tiptoeing around in eggshells in some other context.
Evans also co-owns the now historic Morton's Motel, which was in Victor Hugo Green's Green Book, a guide for black drivers to find safe lodging. Evans bought the motel just to preserve it, but says pre-COVID, he was getting enough visitors to make it a viable business.
Idlewild, you know, with a lot of empty space, it kind of seemed like 10 years ago. Now it's like we don't have enough room to do the stuff that that folks are really kind of angling for.
A study done by MSU Extension in 2013 showed Idlewild's housing prices and population have steadily ticked up, while those unemployed or on government assistance have gone down. Evans says Idlewild's next big hurdle is having the infrastructure for long-term growth, things like better internet access and road maintenance.
This year, a lot of people are kind of calling up saying, okay, you know, we're doing remote work. I'd like to do it up there. Is the infrastructure from a digital perspective here to do that, et cetera? So there are different areas of economic opportunity that are really emerging here.
Ron Stevens' home in Idlewild is still under construction. It should be done in the next 2 to 3 years. He says Idlewild, like a lot of places in northern Michigan, is still figuring out its identity. Is it a resort town, a year-round destination, a retirement community, or all the above? Stevens doesn't know the answer yet, but he does know one thing. He's excited to retire here.
And I can imagine myself sitting around a campfire on my property with my grandkids telling them stories, right? And so it's happiness, it's peace, it's serenity.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.